Today, we're speaking again with John Ellsworth from Success Strategies. Last week, we talked about what 2011 looked like in the dairy business. Today, looking ahead to 2012.
As I look to 2012, here's some thoughts I have. First, at this point, I would expect as the milk prices that are reflected in futures markets truly hold up, we should see some sound cash flow and some reasonably good profitability. Nonetheless, it'd be a great time for someone to have a milk marketing plan in place, either using items like puts and calls or by having other pricing options available to them to offset any downturn that might occur, whether it's for 30 days, 90 days, or 180 days during 2012. 2012 is going to be an excellent time to closely monitor every one of your production expenses. And the primary reason for that revolves around the fact that in years with higher milk prices, for example, 2004, 2007, and even 2011, a lot of producers are going to be tempted to add some extra labor or other expense items to lighten their load somewhat, particularly after the frustrations of a year like 2009. But I've noted that during 2011, many clients have experienced a noticeable increase in their cost per hundredweight on several items in particular. The biggest one I've noticed is the supplies, cost of supplies on their dairy, and insurance, a nonstop, ever-increasing expense for all of us every year. But every one of these items can slip out of hand at times. However, anytime we face the possibility of potentially lower milk prices, and we've been so high in 2011 that I would expect that we'll come down somewhat, and we already have, in fact, toward the end of 2011, it becomes more critical than ever to keep these expenses in line. While it may not be every dairyman's goal to place in the top 25% for dairy profitability, especially considering what it takes to get there and what it requires as an operator, I still think it represents a goal worth striving for. So finally, as we look at 2012 on banking relationships, I think it's a great time to make sure you have your loan-to-value percentages in line as you wrap up 2011. You never want to head into a potential downturn with a loan situation that is what I call, quote-unquote, upside down. Any such situation would clearly impair your ability to borrow in the future. So to summarize, you're going to put the time in to produce milk in 2012 anyway. I would encourage you to do the best you can, watch your expenses very closely, and you might as well establish and reach bigger and higher goals as you're going through the process of making milk in 2012, and I wish you the best for the new year.
That's John Ellsworth from Success Strategies on Dairyline.